Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Back into it at Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager. Let's talk some NFL draft with the senior writer for the Sporting News, Bill Bender, back with us at Bill Bender 92. Bill, you making your way to Detroit, or is it the recliner for the draft, man? Should be a pretty good spectacle Thursday. Thanks for the time.
No, yeah, I'll be home. And, you know, I'm a kind of a draft veteran there at Sporting News. We just had our final draft meeting. It's a I run the same plays every year. We do the winners, losers. We follow along. We have a ton of pre-draft content up for your listeners to catch up on all those first-round decisions.
A lot of first-round intrigue, and, you know, the quarterback class is always scrutinized and a lot of good options. Is it boom or bust with that position? Deep wide receiver draft, ton of offensive tackles, some edge guys. I'm probably missing some of the spots, but, you know, the spots that make the money and also cause for sale signs to go in front yards. So as you look at this, as much college football as you see and you know, what do you make of this quarterback class just as a whole?
Well, I mean, you could have a couple things. There's two layers to this to me. There could be six quarterbacks drafted in the first round. You could see J.J. McCarthy, a team like Minnesota, trade up for him. You could see Michael Penix and Bo Nix go in the first round. And if you look at next year, and I'm cheating by a day because we'll have this tomorrow. You look at the top quarterbacks in next year's draft, you might want to get your guy now. Because next year we're going to be talking about Shedeur Sanders, possibly Quinn Ewers. And then it's a ton of guys that are going to have to prove themselves next year. Those five, six quarterbacks go in the first round. Outside chance you get four quarterbacks go in the first four picks.
It's Bill Bender with us here on Hail Varsity Radio.
And Bill, when you talk about the quarterbacks here, is the smoke around J.J. McCarthy that we've seen over the weekend potentially going number two, do you think that's real? Do you think that's agents throwing that around? Do you think that's teams throwing smoke screens? What's your take on just the drama we've seen with J.J. McCarthy? At least according to the sports books, his odds of going number two have skyrocketed.
Well, I mean, it could happen. And, you know, I've written a lot about him, as you guys know, cover the Big Ten pretty closely. And I have a different opinion on McCarthy than most because I think it's worth it. I saw a guy at Michigan, and you guys know this from watching the Michigan-Nebraska game last year. They didn't ask him to do too much, but when they did, he made plays. He made plays on third down. He made plays on fourth down. He's got those leadership qualities that NFL types love. And, you know, I see him, and I'm getting made fun of a little bit in our office about this comparison, but I see him as a guy that could have a career that's very similar to Jim Harbaugh, who, on one hand, was never, you know, the best quarterback in the league. On the other, he played 15 seasons.
Kirk Cousins-esque, what do you say? Is that the modern comparison?
That's not a bad comparison either. And if you're getting Kirk Cousins, you can't say, hey, that's bad. You know, the one I always use in text with my buddies, I was like, you can't say, like, Jay Cutler and Andy Dalton had bad NFL careers. They played for a very long time. They just didn't have success in the playoffs. And, you know, McCarthy's a guy I really like. And now, would I take him over those first three quarterbacks? No, I wouldn't take him over Caleb or Drake. I'd have the internal conversation with Jaden. But I still think I would take Jaden Daniels over him.
Bill, I'm a Bears guy, and obviously it's going to be a big night on draft night for the Bears. With the first pick, I'm curious about your thoughts regarding the ninth pick. What direction do you think Chicago's going to go there?
Well, you know I'm a Packers guy, so I hope the wrong direction.
Should have seen that coming.
Well played.
So, no, I think receiver, right? Is that what you want? But which one do you want? And there's no wrong answer. So, a couple interesting things here. I've been reading today, you know, whether it was from The Athletic and talked about it, that Malik Nabers could be the first receiver taken in this draft, which I find very intriguing because of his speed and what he was able to do. If the Bears were I'll ask you this back. Would you be most excited if the Bears somehow got Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison out of this first round?
That's what I was going to follow up with, because there has been a lot of smoke with Marvin Harrison Jr. I would personally be excited about that, just because I've watched a ton of them, him being in the Big Ten, just like the whole J.J. McCarthy situation. But yeah, that smoke is really interesting to me. And as a Bears fan, I would be more than okay with that happening. But, you know, I think any wide receiver that you can have at pick 9 is probably going to be in that upper echelon.
Right. And Rome could still be there. And Rome's not a consolation prize. He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the contested catches, could form a dynamic connection with Caleb Williams. And, you know, again, as a Green Bay guy, I'm not liking this, that Caleb's going to be in the division and that J.J. McCarthy's going to be in the division potentially, because I like both of those quarterbacks. You know, the other thing to watch is who makes the move, if someone makes the move, for Drake May, the North Carolina quarterback that continues, you know, he's probably around that 2 or 3 range. I love Drake May's game. I do. I'm biased, though, because I wrote a profile on him a couple years ago, and just love listening to him. You can tell he's an all-ball type guy.
It's Bill Bender with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, talking some NFL draft. And Bill, Connor's the Bears guy. I'm the Broncos guy. I'm not going to ask you about the Broncos. I just need a blindfold and a cigarette for the draft. Whatever happens, happens. We'll see. I've already been beaten down by the uniforms and Zach Wilson this week. We don't need to talk about the Broncos anymore. But I do want to piggyback on Connor's question here, because I think the Bears have a really unique opportunity in this draft to really build something. I like the roster that they have. They can bring in a quarterback. They can bring in a wide receiver one. And you kind of saw what happened whenever the Texans were able to bring in a really good quarterback last year, wide receiver one, with a roster that was closer than a lot of other teams picking in the top 5. They're a playoff team. I'm not saying the Bears are going to be a playoff team next year, but I want to get your thoughts on a team that you think can really make a jump next season if they're able to really have a successful draft and get a good crop of rookies.
Well, I mean, you've seen what Detroit – I think teams might start following the Detroit model of just aggressive and taking who you want to take regardless of what the critics say, right? Like, we kind of picked on the Lions about taking Jameer and Jack Campbell last year, and or Laporta. Well, not so much Laporta. I kind of knew he was going to be all right. But those guys were all contributors on a team that played in the NFC Championship game last year. So I think you'll see a little bit of that. Very intrigued to see what the Chargers do with Jim Harbaugh in his first draft. And that's the team I'm kind of eyeing, because – what does he do to surround Justin Herbert? They are the one team in the top 5 that I can honestly say I really have no clue what it is. And that comes from the experience of covering Jim Harbaugh, when I would tell my editors, you know what, I don't have a clue what he's going to say. And I was typically right on those ones.
Bill, let's talk a minute here about Caleb Williams. A lot of flack leading up to the draft. Things have settled down a little bit, and what do you project him as in the league? Do you look at him as a guy that's going to be Pro Bowler, better, savior? Do you think, all right, if he stays healthy, really good starter, or could be an issue that ends up on another team at some point? Because, you know,
you're scaring me, Schmitty.
Well, it's going to happen, especially at quarterback. When you go number 1 overall, it's not a sure thing. So there's 3 doors.
Yeah, I can't take credit for this comparison because my editor, Bill Troche, made it. You could see a career trajectory very similar to Cam Newton. And
Super Bowl.
A lot of reasons why. Remember, we used to dissect what Cam Newton wore to the press conference every week. I was always annoyed by the story because I think it took away from the talent that Cam had on the field. And he made that run with the Panthers to the Super Bowl. And I remember how they rallied around him. But when they first took him, you know, there was much more controversy around Cam in college. I don't think Caleb had a controversy in college. No, I mean, just people want to look at his fingernails and want to, you know, pick at his clothing choices, which I really don't care about. I can't say whether NFL teams do or whether the guys in the locker room will. I don't think they will, because it comes down to winning football games and making plays, and he can do that. And if he builds – if he turns Chicago into a winner, a franchise that is so starved for quarterback, I don't have to tell you that, starved for quarterback play and all those things, he'll become a celebrity instantly.
I'll just say, I made the comparison earlier. I see a rookie season like C.J. Stroud for Caleb Williams. I think he's got good pieces in Chicago. I think he's got way too much talent. We'll see how he fits into a locker room. That's kind of the question to me. I love Caleb Williams, though, despite all the
you guys are driving me nuts
him.
In there.
I didn't think C.J. do what he did this soon, but he was awesome.
He was great.
He was awesome.
I said last year on this time. I said last year on this time. I thought he should go number one, but nobody listens to Elijah Herbal.
No, nobody.
C.J. was safe. And because of the size and the accuracy that we saw at Ohio State, and that's one thing CJ punched through that Caleb's going to have to punch through is there was a stigma, there still is, around Ohio State quarterbacks in the NFL. And I mean, you guys, I'll go down the list of first round QBs from USC in recent seasons. Those are guys like, I mean, you have to go back to Carson Palmer, had a good career, but I mean, Darnold, Leinart, you go all the way back to Todd Marinovich. That's not one. You know, so he's going to have to be that USC quarterback that really shows up as a first-round QB. I think the talent's there. I like what he does to the game. You know, he had a rough season last year. I think the one concern I would have about Caleb Williams is just go back and watch that Notre Dame game and how flustered he got in that game. That was very rare, and that was a very good defense that he faced. And that's going to be the NFL game. He's going to have to stay on script more than he likes, if that makes sense. Because I don't like the Patrick Mahomes comparison, because to me there's only one Patrick Mahomes.
Bill Bender's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio.
And Bill, we just talked about the guy consensus number one. Give me a guy that you think might fall down the draft boards, a guy that is a bit of a sleeper pick. Who's the guy that you like that you think has a long and fruitful NFL career, despite not being a guy who's top 15, top 20 off the board?
Well, Brock Bowers might slip. Why wouldn't you take Brock Bowers? It's my question. I mean, I go some of the time when I do these things, and as somebody that concentrates more on the college football game, I just am like, that guy dominated college for the last 2 years. He was the best player on the field every time I watched Georgia play. And, you know, despite the injury, he was awesome. So he's a guy to watch. Jared Burse is another guy that fits in that discussion to me. You know, Florida State. Every time I watch Florida State, it didn't take me long to find Jared Burse on the tape. And those are the guys that I think do well at the next level. So I'm interested to see. I got a sleeper for you. The guy out of Toledo. I don't even think he's a sleeper now. We all know who Kenyon Mitchell is. Corner from Toledo. The last couple of drafts have produced awesome corners, household names at corner. He's probably not that, but I mean, he's got it all. And I think he'll do very well at the next level.
Guy I'm rooting for is Michael Penix Jr. I hope he lands in a great spot. I loved what he did at Indiana. Loved him at Washington. Know he's got the knee and the medical history. Guy's just a baller. Do you think he can have a successful career?
Yes, I can. And I think the Raiders are such a make-sense spot there.
Yeah.
But I hope that happens. You know, one thing with him, his draft stock really fluctuated in the college football playoff. He went from, you know, obviously the monster game at Texas where the ball barely touched the turf to, you know, the Michigan guys were in his face all night, and that was a long night for him. So I think he'll have to improve under pressure and with the blitz coming, which is something that, you know, obviously all NFL quarterbacks have to learn. But as far as a guy that's definitely got through injuries and we've all seen the story he's had, yeah, definitely happy for him.
I just wanted to touch on another Big Ten guy from Michigan because we talked about J.J. McCarthy. But Blake Corum, I'm seeing that he's kind of on that, you know, late first round, early second round kind of fringe line. Where do you see him ending up? What's a good situation for Blake?
Well, I mean, I think he looks to me a little bit like Devin Singletary did with Buffalo. You know, like an undersized running back that will do all right, but oh, I mean, there's a little bit of an injury history. The size is the thing that they get on with Blake Corum. But certainly a guy that's going to have success at the next level. One thing about Blake Corum, covered him the last couple of years, best locker room guy possible.
Mm-hmm.
Best guy possible to have. Scored a ton of touchdowns. Love his vision and feet. I do think the Devin Singletary comparison. Maybe not a star player at the next level, but he will contribute, and I think he'll have a nice NFL career.
We're going to talk a little college football here, Bill, while we got you. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Catch sportingnews.com with their draft coverage. Senior writer with us here at BillBender92 on Twitter's where you follow Bill. Spring game is Saturday for Nebraska. A lot of good work and word on the quarterbacks. Just the jump with Glenn Thomas coaching them specifically. But interested to get your thoughts here, Bill, as you look at Nebraska and the year two jump you're anticipating for Nebraska with Coach Rhule. A lot coming back on defense and a better quarterback situation, presumably without the turnover bug for Nebraska next season.
I think you know who we're going to be watching in the spring game.
Yes.
This quarterback that's a freshman that Rhule was definitely going to have our eyes on him. And, you know, where does this go with Matt Rhule? Obviously, he created some momentum, but momentum is really real through recruiting. And I think that's helpful. So I'm excited to watch Nebraska. I'm going to check that game out this weekend. I know the crowd will be there. And, you know, we're wrapping up spring football. And with the portal coming, I'm wondering how much love we're going to see with Nebraska and where their placement is going to be in this much larger Big Ten. But they're going to be in that second to third tier, and a team we're going to have a really close watch on because of the quarterback situation improving with Rhule especially.
We'll see if Nebraska takes that step forward. Bill Bender with his Sporting News at BillBender92 on Twitter. Bill, we'll check in again soon. Thanks for a few minutes.
Hey, no problem. You guys enjoy the draft, and thanks as always.
Good stuff from Bill Bender. We'll dive back into the visitor weekend. Evan Bland joining us from the World Herald. That's on the way.